Dreamscape presents The Lost Girls of Rome by Donato Carisi, narrated by David Dirsch. There is no witness so dreadful, no accuser so terrible, as the conscience that dwells in the heart of every man. Polybius. 7:37 a.m. The corpse opened his eyes. He was lying on his back in bed. The room was white with daylight. On the wall facing him was a wooden crucifix. He looked at his own hands, lying at his sides on the snow-white sheets. It was as if they didn't belong to him, as if they were someone else's. He lifted one, the right, and held it in front of his eyes to get a better look at it. It was then that he felt the bandages covering his head. He had clearly sustained an injury. But the strange thing was, he didn't feel any pain. He turned towards the window and saw a dim reflection of his face in the glass. That was when he started to feel afraid. A question hit him, a painful question, but what was even more painful was the awareness that he did not know the answer. Who am I? 5 days ago. 12:03 a.m. The address was outside the city. Because of the bad weather and the sat-nav's inability to find the house, it had taken them more than half an hour to reach this isolated spot. If it had not been for the little street lamp at the entrance to the drive, they might have thought the whole area uninhabited. The ambulance proceeded slowly through the untouched.